CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is Tuesday. Obvious. Because yesterday was Monday. And you know what? Surprise, tomorrow's going to be... Wait.
Thursday.
No, wrong. Wednesday. Yeah.
But is it really?
It is.
Is it really Tuesday?
It is, Pumelele.
Look. So why are people hearing my voice today? Is it really Tuesday?
Please don't confuse us.
Confusing the enemy.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what's going on. All right. Yes.
The days of the week remind me of my niece being very proud of herself over the holidays.
What happened?
Because she can say the days of the week in isiZulu.
Oh, yeah?
And it's something that I overlooked. Because I never really paid much attention to it, but I don't know how to. So she's like,
you don't know how to do what?
Days of the week.
You can't do the days of the week.
Days of the week I can relatively, but it's also the months of the year. Months of the year, I'm out. Goodbye. Don't even talk to me about
that. Well, let's go. Let's all learn.
I don't know.
Do you remember that show, Siafunda? Do you remember it, Pumi?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bada, bada, bada. And then he'd go, it sounds good. Keep practicing. Huh?
What is that?
What was the guy's name?
Dude, I don't know what his name was.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know what his name was, but I just remember da, 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 da. That was the jingle.
The song. So, okay, let's go. Days of the week. Monday?
Go see ya.
Monday. Come on.
Well, okay, can I finish the story?
No,
the
story was
my niece was trying to practice with me, and I'm like, I just nodded at everything. I was like, yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's
go
with that.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. No idea.
All right, let's go.
Well, you know.
Come on, I want to do Monday.
You want to do Monday?
Monday. Tuesday.
Umsombuluko.
Wait. I want to ask Mbulelo. Mbulelo's not here. Sorry, Mfundo's here. Mfundo's fresh from Durban, and he's a teacher. So I'm guessing he may have some value to add here, right?
I believe so.
All right, so your turn to shine. Mfundo, so Monday?
Umsombuluko.
Okay. Tuesday.
Ulwesibili.
Third, Wednesday?
Ulwesithathu.
Ulwesithathu. Like that, okay. Thursday?
Ulwesine.
Very good.
So bad. Ulwesihlanu.
And Friday, Ulwesihlanu.
Thank you.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday?
Mqibelo.
Mqibelo.
Ending?
Mqibelo.
Okay. Sunday
Isonto.
Isonto. I like it. All right, very good.
Months of the year
Yeah, I think that might be a little too much for us to all swallow for one day.
Tune in next week as we carry on. What is it called? Siafunda.
There's Mfundo with Siafunda. Yeah? It all fits beautifully. I
actually never really thought of Mfundo. Yes.
His name. See, we're learning things.
Look at that full circle.
We are learning.
Siafunda. You know, that era of TV shows, man.
But they used to teach children stuff. I mean, I know there are probably some good educational programs for kids now, but I'm not a parent, so I don't watch them. And, you know, watching kids' TV now, I reckon a lot of stuff sort of goes over kids' heads, but adults find it interesting. Like, have you watched some of the cartoons?
No. Like, do you mean the innuendos or the...
Yeah, well, no. Like, there's political commentary, there's humor, there's a little bit of satire that goes in there. I mean, the people who are making these things are pretty clever.
The thing about children is they're so honest. Mm. If you're making something and if it's going over their heads, they're tuning out.
Yeah.
So the reason they love Peppa Pig, right, is it completely has them engaged. It's all of their like little trials and tribulations in the playground, at school, with parents and whatever. And a really good cartoon is one that will keep both the parent and the child entertained. So it's multi-layered.
Right, because some parents will watch with their kids.
Well.
Some parents.
Yeah. What's that? Well,
what does that mean? You have to.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well,
because how
this
else
is
are you going to filter?
Yeah,
rubbish.
I see. But then again, Pumi, this is where good parents separate from bad, because it's not so easy. Some parents are like they put their children in front of the TV just so that they can.
Does it keep them quiet? Does it keep them preoccupied? Then
no, you have to filter the stuff. Because do you really want your child watching Uncle Grandpa?
What's that?
What's happening there?
What's
is he an uncle?
Grandpa?
Is he a grandpa?
Oh. Is there a show called Uncle Grandpa? There is?
Absolutely.
It sounds a little pedo-ish as well. What is
that's
Uncle
right?
Grandpa?
Scary shit. Uncle Grandpa.
Now you're having a conversation about an Uncle Grandpa.
I like that. Wow, that's
no,
hectic.
That doesn't sound right. No.
Yeah, you see, this parenting thing is hard work, man. There's no off time, is there?
Hey, you can't even get sick. Hello,
I can hear now. What's wrong with your throat? I can hear you struggling a little bit.
Abantu baya lawyer.
Lawyer, who's bewitching you? Who from Limpopo have you been annoying?
Yeah, you must watch out for those from Tagat.
Someone from Limpopo.
Telling you.
Although, so what I did discover yesterday, to my chagrin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kids have to learn two languages. They have to have two languages. And at our school, they only offer English and Afrikaans. Therefore,
really?
I am mounting a petition. Imagine!
Well, I think it's good that kids learn more than two languages, if possible, right?
Yeah, but give us an option. Give us three
so
and
they only give you English
two.
And Afrikaans. Yeah. But I think that's ridiculous. Like, we've got, in a country of 11 official languages, people could learn... And I mean, frankly, there are others too, like sign language. And, you know, there's some interesting things that kids could learn. Plus, to be more global, why not a little Mandarin and throw in some French? And, you know, we live on a continent where half of Africa speaks French and the other half speaks English as a standard.
Mm.
So if you want to make sense on this continent, learn one of those two. If you want to make sense in the world, maybe you should add a little Mandarin or Spanish or one of those into the mix, because there's... You know, whole continents like South America that are Spanish and or Portuguese.
Dude, but in high school, apparently you have to have two languages.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember leaving high school. So this is 2013. And our school was already in the second year of introducing Mandarin.
Really?
As a lesson, yeah. As an official lesson.
I'm going to say something that's going to make some people very angry this morning. I don't want to piss anyone off first thing.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm just going to say it up front, because I do have... personally, I have a dog in this fight, but I've learned to put it to the side because I'm not emotional about this.
Okay.
I know there are lots of people who are. I don't know that Afrikaans is the most relevant language, first of all, here, and second of all, globally. And I mean that with all the love in the world. You know, my great-grandfather was the founder of what they called the Tweede Taalbeweging. They officially made it a language. Him, Langenhoven, Leipold, Eugene Marais, those are the people who kind of made the... These were the Afrikaans intellectuals of the late 1800s, early 1900s, and they codified the language. They took it from just a form of Dutch into and made it an official youngest language in the world, right? So I'm proud of that, and I think Afrikaans is a beautiful language. I can speak it. I can understand it. I like it. There's some things that when I hear it in Afrikaans, I think are very beautiful, just like if I hear certain things in French or in isiZulu, they just sound beautiful to me. It sounds, you know, like a language that's evolved, and it betrays its youth as a language when you hear people speak it beautifully. I don't like the way that it's mixed and bastardized with English. As a purist, even though, again, I'm not emotional about the language, I don't like it when people go, ja, dis baie cool, and shit like that. It just sounds really shitty to me.
You know, you're now canceling like half of Jack Barrow's lyrics.
I know, and that bothers me, because if you're going to be a purist, you have to care, and I don't care enough. Like, I think each language has to make its own way, and sometimes they'll survive and sometimes they won't. And Afrikaans are not going to die out like so many people are concerned it will, but it shouldn't be forced on school children the way it was when I was at school. I didn't enjoy Afrikaans at school. I didn't enjoy, maybe it was the teachers I had, maybe it was because I didn't actually like the material we were studying. I don't know, but I'm kind of just one of those people who believes that if something's not going to survive because it isn't very strong, then it must die out. And in Afrikaans' case, I don't think it's weak. So I think it's going to survive, but it won't survive as an academic language. You know, a lot like...
What do you mean by academic language?
Well, there was a movement to try and create Afrikaans terms for science and for geology and geography and mathematics and all of these things, which really just complicates a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You end up with... I watched the news the other day, and I saw, just flipping through the channels, I saw the Afrikaans news, and they spelt Czech Republic, Czechische Republiek, but it's spelled T-J-E-G-G-I-E-S-E, and I'm like, Jesus, why complicate everything? You know, it's bad enough that Czech is not an English word, and we've had to learn to go C-Z-E-C-H. It's just not a, you know... It's not an easy thing to overcome. It's a bit of a struggle to get that right. But then to put it in T-J-E-G-G-I-E-S-E, I'm like fucking working so hard to keep this thing relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense to me. You know, if the rhino doesn't make it into 2030, again, unpopular opinion, then maybe the rhino has not evolved and we have as humans not developed our custodianship of the earth to such a degree that we can both coexist peacefully. Maybe the rhino is going to go extinct. Maybe some languages become less popular and less important and some of them even go extinct. And I mean that across the board. And a lot of people get upset if I say, for example, that some of the lesser and some of the smaller represented languages of our official languages will also just find themselves less relevant. I mean, Afrikaans is the third biggest language in the country, right? Or the second. I can't even remember, but it's right up there. It's in the top three. So it's unlikely to die out. But there are probably others further down the line, Sepedi maybe, and Tshivenda, that will not see as fortuitous a future as isiZulu, for example. And that's just too bad, because something's just got to go when you're cleaning out your closet. And over a period of, what, hundreds of years, humanity will discard shit that's no longer relevant to it. And it will become a cultural curiosity. The great thing about living in the 21st century is that all of this stuff is being documented. There are professors at universities and there are students at those universities who are keeping a record of these languages, writing new dictionaries, publishing literature, whether it's prose or it's poetry. That's great. So let it be a scientific curiosity like Latin, for example, is. I mean, Latin undoubtedly made the world that we live in now.
The modern world.
Right. But we don't speak it anymore.
Thank God.
Doesn't mean, I know, doesn't mean Latin's irrelevant, but it is a curiosity. And there are certain professions where they use a lot of Latin, some of the sciences, law, certainly. And that's great. There's nothing going to completely become useless. Look at Aramaic. You know, the book, the Bible, the New Testament of the Bible is written in. Aramaic, no one in the world speaks that on a daily basis. But
again.
But it is the language that many people's moral code and religious skeletal structure is built on. And that's great. Doesn't mean just because people aren't speaking it in the kitchen that it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
And when Pumi says...
Did you not see The Passion of the Christ? It was horrendous. I'm so glad we don't speak it.
Yeah, it's a horrible language to speak. But what I'm saying is don't get upset about these things because you can't do anything about them. In the big picture, evolution is a slow, steady process like a glacier that grinds up the rock and grinds up the earth beneath it. And before you know it, you end up with a result that is time-tested and that will survive, or it won't. Fuck all you can do about it, really. And that you only have two choices of languages. I think maybe in some ways it's rationalization. It's like these are two streams that we think we're betting on. Or in some ways it's not including options that might end up superseding those choices.
So just so I'm clear, you are supportive of the fact that I am mounting a petition.
Oh yeah, go ahead. For sure.
What do you want?
Which languages would you like
want Ganeko to learn?
No, I think that there should be some kind of like referendum with the parents. Let the parents decide. Because I have so many conversations with so many, because we have to help with homework, right?
Mm-hmm. And you have those WhatsApp groups you told us about that sound terrifying.
And so many, I was actually quite like...
All the parents.
Intrigued at the number of mothers who struggle with the homework for their kids with Afrikaans.
Yeah, mine was a thumbsuck of note. It was watching some Sia van der Laan quoting some Bobby van Jaarsveld, and then so die hond bluff.
I don't even know who Bobby van Jaarsveld is.
Eddie says that my Afrikaans is quite good. Jy is cool, you see. Praat so bietjie Afrikaans, bra. Lief jou engel. Eddie, ugh, Jesus.
But is Eddie going to help me do Afrikaans homework?
Yeah, he says that FM traditional radio is also dying out like Afrikaans. It's hot though when Charlize Theron speaks Afrikaans. It makes her even more sexy. Well, do you remember there was that unbelievable poll that I just don't take seriously where they said Afrikaans accents are attractive to people all over the world? I don't believe it for a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm all for subjectivity, but then that's quite a large claim. Like, I have a friend who will probably die for this. She stands by the fact that for her, Xhosa is the sexiest language. I'm like, Xhosa. Xhosa sounds so violent.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And
it,
there's too many clicks and pops, and
it's got a lot of color and character. I mean, on that note, actually, here's something interesting from Ulrich, who says, in the Western Cape, government are implementing isiXhosa in schools. Our foundation phase teachers are already busy learning it.
Nice.
Wow.
So it's happening. But, you know, again, it's going to be up to parents, which is why I think Pumi's right. Like, have a little referendum. Of course, you then have to find the teachers for those subjects, which shouldn't
who
be too
exist.
Deep. Of course they exist. Yeah, I think it's let people decide.
Well, remember during House of China, the school in Pretoria was offering like classes over weekends for people who wanted to learn. So yeah, it's a little tiresome to find these opportunities, but hey, they exist.
They do exist. Mm. All right, so there's our little debate about language that we haven't ticked off for a long time. I hope we got that out of the way satisfactorily.
Yeah, I wish I learned more.
Oh, by the way, Mbulelo is meant to be here, but he's trapped inside his house. We're not exactly sure how that happened, but it sounds embarrassing.
What that even means.
I don't know what it means, but he sent me this message this morning. Sounds very... Oh, okay. I'm free, he says. The landlord has released me. Sounds like he was being held hostage. Stuck in my house is what he said earlier. So that's embarrassing.
Just gave you that one line with no other context.
Yeah, we'll have to find out what it means.
As someone who lives a series of unfortunate events every now and then, I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah, it was Pinky who got trapped and then had to open the garage door, and she left it open on her way out from some dude's house the other day. People are busy. There's a lot going on. Gareth, I think the poll was referring to South African accents in general and not specifically Afrikaans, which I fervently agree with.
So it might be closer.
It might be. Who knows? I was at my daughter's grade 3 introductory meeting last night. This comes from Robin. Our children do English as a first language, Afrikaans and Xhosa as conversational languages. When the teacher did bring up language homework, I watched many rolled eyes when she mentioned Afrikaans. Interesting times of flux, Dr. Robin. Well, I mean, if you look at how even Afrikaans people, a lot of English names for their children, a lot of them hardly speak it at home. You know, you end up with someone with a surname that is seriously Afrikaans, like Vermeulen or whatever, and then you talk to them and they don't speak Afrikaans at home. So I think things are changing, even from within Afrikaans communities. So we'll see. Apparently, Mbulelo is giving us an update. His bedroom door key broke. That's embarrassing.
So he locks his bedroom door?
This is Joburg.
The killer.
The killer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about paranoia, just spend 15 minutes with C.S. Unguin. No. I bet she's got like 20 different kinds of padlock.
The killer's on the loose. I wouldn't be surprised. And he shares a house with people, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Even more reason to lock the door. Oh, absolutely. Oh, but then I wouldn't be able to breathe in.
I don't imagine even know where the key to my bedroom door is.
Do you not have? Oh, do you not have like a disaster plan in place?
It includes not locking yourself in the tiniest room.
Heaven forbid, a knock on wood, someone enters your house. What do? Woo, you. Yeah.
Do you go to bed at night thinking about these things? Yeah. Because I wouldn't go to sleep.
Do you?
I don't think about it every night because I have plans in place.
You must think about it when you're locking that door.
Well, it's now just the norm for me.
Jeez.
Excuse me, this is my life.
A message now from Meneer Bieneke, who's in London. He's been in London for 11 years. He says the Afrikaans accent gets you laid a lot.
Yo, Meneer Bieneke.
That said, I'm back in South Africa and raising our children in English. It is better for their futures. See, there we go.
I went back to revisit that poll. I just wanted to look at it again. And the one that voted Afrikaans, the sexiest...
It votes Afrikaans.
Well, the Afrikaans accent, the sexiest accent in the world. I still don't really...
I don't know, hey.
I still don't know.
Whose poll is this? People Magazine.
It was done by Big 7 Travel, which is a website they say boasts over 1.5 million readers. And so all of the readers voted. And that's how Afrikaans came out second. This was done in 2019.
There's 7 billion people in the world.
According to a 2017 poll, Afrikaans was ranked the sexiest in the world. So it took number one out of 50 different accents of the world. I'm not sure about this.
I saw something Damon said in response to a Ricky Gervais tweet that I think might be interesting to just take a moment to consider. So Ricky Gervais apparently has had over 300 million views on his Golden Globes
of his rant
speech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know that's a record, certainly for any awards show ever. So Ricky Gervais says best fans in the world, and it's interesting, like Damon Calvari, who's sometimes on the show with us, he said in response to Ricky, it's not the best fans in the world, it's you. Those people are just choosing you because you're funny and interesting. They're not great fans. They would watch or listen to something else if they didn't think you were great. So I'm tired of of hearing that it's all about the fans, because this is something people used to say to try and placate and win over people they don't know by making general statements about, oh, you're all so great. You know, like when someone stands on a stage and says, you're terrific, but they don't know you. And they're just saying it to make you feel good. And if you are the kind of person who feels good because of some general comment like that, you're obviously not getting real compliments in your life. And I thought it was a good point to make.
Or it's just that particular sentiment.
Right.
That people are resonating with. There's so many things that you can choose from.
Correct.
It's not... I don't think that those 300...
Million
people are necessarily listening and hanging on to every word Ricky Gervais is saying.
Yeah, they're not watching his afterlife show, for example, and going to his comedy shows and maybe buying his books and listening to his podcast.
Or have been listening to Ricky for the past 10 years.
I mean, some of them just went for that because it resonates, as you say, with what we're going
through. Or just discovered him because of
that. So don't claim that they're your fans. And this is no attack on Ricky by any means, because I think he's just trying to give the compliment back.
But I
don't like that stuff. Like the fans.
It's just the sentiment.
You know, the fans don't matter. Fuck the fans. If I were a guy who wrote a great song and it became a hit song, it's got nothing to do with you listening to it. You didn't make it. It just happens to work for you. I don't owe you anything in return.
Oh.
If I were a musician, that's what I'd say. That's why I wouldn't be a popular musician.
Oh.
I don't think the fact... So some person screaming in the front row at your concert, it's just a number. You're not important just because it resonates with you. Just get over yourself.
But it's a number that helps you up. So for example, there's also a bit of a conversation going on.
It's all thanks to the fans.
Around...
Of course it is. It's all thanks to the fans and their money. Gareth.
Yeah. Oh,
their money, sure.
So Selena Gomez right now has just released an album, and she says it's like my most personal and most important album yet.
Wasn't the last one when she sang about breaking up with Bieber for the 25th time?
Put that aside. Once again, it's another album of
living
like heartbreak
in the past
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So she has now, she was on Instagram Live and she was talking to her followers, and she says, since it is my most important and most special album yet, it would really mean a lot if it became number one.
Oh.
So So she actually was imploring more people to go out and to stream and to like and whatnot to push it up the chart.
The bag.
Yeah, and a lot of her dumb fans will do exactly that.
Most probably.
All right, so
yeah. I will remind you of this when we're playing that Selena Gomez song at halftime.
Probably. All right, Mbulelo, tell us your embarrassing story.
Oh, you're free.
So as I'm getting out of my room, I try and unlock my bedroom door. Mm-hmm. And you hear that dreaded key sound when it breaks inside. I don't know if you've ever had that.
So you always do lock your door every night.
Yeah, I live with roommates, and I've seen what they're capable of. I heard you saying that.
I don't know why everyone in this room looked at me as if I was crazy. I was standing up for the cause.
Nah, I don't trust people that drink and go and do crazy things in the evening.
The killer.
No. So, but yeah, when you hear that dreaded sound and you think to yourself, oh my.
It was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so I thought you were fighting for the cause. Free at last!
Free at last! It's MLK Day, that's right.
I think it was yesterday, the day before.
No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, one of those days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Not that you were locked in, but it was Martin Luther King Day.
yeah, Monday the 20th of January.
Well, on Martin Luther King Day, it's probably worth... playing out... let me remind you that there's an episode of his... or on him in Blind History, which is our most popular series to date. You can go and get the whole series, download the podcasts on cliffcentral.com, or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, whatever you prefer doing. I like to subscribe because then it just automatically populates and you can get all the episodes and you can listen when you want to. But the Martin Luther King episode has been our number one episode so far. So you can go and listen to that and get the 15-minute condensed version of a life that probably... we could spend days and days and days discussing. But if you want to hear it, go and take a listen. And it includes an excerpt from his speech, which I think is the most powerful speech of the 20th century.
That he recited at the age of 34.
Unbelievable. You know that he... Here's something interesting.
Yikes.
MLK, Anne Frank, and Barbara Walters, born in the same year. And people... often
wait.
Anne Frank, who died obviously a prisoner in the Nazi concentration camps,
writing in her diary.
That's right, the famous diary she wrote in Amsterdam. Anne Frank, Martin Luther King, who was killed in his 30s in Alabama. Sorry, he was killed in Tennessee. Martin Luther King, who was born in the same year as Anne Frank, and Barbara Walters, who's still alive. Barely, but she's still alive.
Yeah, she has
all the same Alzheimer's age. Issue. So we think often like Martin Luther King comes from a generation 1, 2, 3 before, like they've all died out. They're still around. There's still some of them. And Anne Frank was in the same generation as Martin Luther King. Just think about that. That's amazing.
Born in 1929.
That's right. How's that?
MLK would be 90. Yes. Well, and Anne Frank as well.
And Barbara Walters. That's what I'm telling you. So, our idea of time...
This just screwed with my mind.
Exactly, because you think of time in such a linear way, but there are these three people. And if you think Anne Frank, you're like, whoa, well, that's way, way long ago. Martin Luther King, well, that's not as long ago, because the main events of Anne Frank's life happened when she was a little girl. The main events of Martin Luther King's life happened in his 20s and 30s, but it was the 60s. And then you... think about Barbara Walters, and she's obviously a person who's still alive today, and you almost can't, your brain is unable to see all of this in a proper layout. It's very bizarre. It's the way we think. It's strange.
It also makes a compelling case for why you must do all of the things when you're young and then die.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yes,
why?
Because you didn't even know Barbara Walters is still alive. But like Anne Frank.
No, but Barbara Walters. No, I'm actually probably one of the seven people who still
does
care.
Know Barbara Walters. No, Sia does.
Yes.
He actually brought her up the other day. Apparently she's not well. She's secluded herself completely, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, and she doesn't want... She decided when she was first diagnosed that she didn't want people to see her deteriorate.
Isn't that interesting?
She retired. She said goodbye to her friends.
She's out of the public eye. You won't see any pictures of her.
She hasn't been spotted in years.
Yeah.
There's something to that model, though. Do everything when you're young and then die.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Alexander the Great.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King.
I don't think...
James Dean.
I don't think MLK decided it was time. I mean, I think he might still be a useful moral voice today. Although I think a lot of the things that he stood for are not things that a lot of people who claim him stand for anymore.
So, very fascinating letter that was posted yesterday.
One of his prison letters.
His prison letter. Unbelievable and vituperous in many ways. I mean,
No. He was no weak, fading flower.
Which again, you know, you say people who claim him don't stand for the same things, even though he really was about nonviolence and nonviolent protest forms. But when you read that letter, you can hear the anger. Hey, you can hear
But there's something about that, and he explains himself beautifully because he had a way with words, without a doubt. And although he's vociferous and angry, he's not saying go out and kill people, you know, which a lot of people seem to misunderstand. Anyway, I saw an interesting quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower that made me think a little bit about what's going on in America and what's going on in South Africa and what's going on in places all over the world. Listen to this and tell me if it resonates with you. If a political party does not have its foundation in the determination to advance a cause that is right and that is moral, then it is not a political party. It is merely a conspiracy to seize power. And I wonder how many parties would, you know, define themselves by the latter rather than the former. It's interesting to just take a look at that and figure out where you think a party that you might vote for or not vote for belongs. All right, a few things, and that's obviously on the day after the announcement by Herman Mashaba, Pumi's best friend, that he's starting a political party. It's going to happen. Whether it leads to anything or not, remains to be seen.
We need that that sound, that quang, quang, quang.
Yeah, when it doesn't go well. All right, so here are some stories you need to know, the five things you need to pay attention to today. In Johannesburg, a CRE at Tembisa's hospital's neonatal unit resulted in the deaths of 10 babies. This is terrible. The Gauteng Department of Health says 17 cases of CRE bacteremia were reported between the 1st of November and 31st of December 2019. The department confirmed these details in a statement on Monday. They said, "The department is doing its utmost best to serve patients with respect and dignity, and that remains committed to improving patients' experience of care and the delivery of quality healthcare services." In other words, some platitude. It was suspected the organism responsible for the outbreak was Klebsiella virus and pneumonia. The department says several measures have been taken to prevent further infections in the neonatal unit, including the deployment of additional nurses. It's just an awful thing to do to families. It's a terrible thing when young children die in the care of the state. And yet another nail in the coffin of those people who believe that government should be a proxy parent and that government can solve our problems. Really and truly, every day that goes by, government is losing its credibility and the ANC as government are losing theirs. There are so few stories at the moment that we can hold up with pride. And when I hear Cyril Ramaphosa talking about the capable state, which he did yesterday, and you know, the problem with him is he like tailors his talking points to the audience he's talking to, but he doesn't realize that we live in a time now where we can actually see what he's saying to people in rural parts of the Eastern Cape, and then we can compare them with what he's saying to people at a business convention in Sandton, and we could say, you are speaking with a forked tongue.
But is anybody still listening?
Well, at this stage, very few. Very few. From ENCA, apparently a Joburg driver, a video is circulating on Twitter and Instagram that has put the spotlight on overspeeding. The video filmed at night shows the driver speeding at more than 300 kilometers an hour on a public highway. The highway is not identifiable because the signage is not clear. Joburg Metro Police, Wayne Minas, he's the superintendent, said if a camera was operating on that highway, the offending driver will receive a notice to appear in court. Minas said that if the culprit fails to appear in court, a warrant of arrest will be authorized. It's totally reckless to drive a vehicle at that speed on a public road, which is shared by public members, Minas added. 300 kilometers an hour.
That's insane.
Jesus. I must tell you, I've driven fast when I was young and stupid and maybe, you know, maybe not so long ago. But it's frightening when you think about what can happen at those speeds. Jesus. When you hit a little rock at 300 kilometers an hour and you have no idea in which direction your car might head. Shane Pumi, are you dying there? Have you got that Klebsiella thing that they had at Tembisa Hospital? At least you're old enough.
Hashtag thoughts and prayers.
All right.
Send them all.
In other news, China has confirmed the spread of a new virus. Maybe this is what you've got. Pums. Fourth death reported. The outbreak was in its early stages. Apparently, medical staff members carried a patient into the Yintang Hospital, where patients infected by a mysterious SARS-like virus are being treated in Wuhan in China's central Hubei province on the 18th of January. The Chinese official investigating a pneumonia outbreak stemming from a new coronavirus said the disease can spread from person to person, but can be halted with an increased vigilance, as authorities on Tuesday confirmed a fourth death. Took only 2 weeks to identify the novel coronavirus. State agency Xinhua quoted Dr. Zhong, that's a doctor in the hospital in question. Zhong Nanshan is his name. And he said that late on Monday. The outbreak was still in its early stages. China had good surveillance and quarantine systems to help control it, he added. The outbreak has spread from the central cities to cities including Beijing and Shanghai, with more than 200 cases reported so far. See how quickly these things happen? 4, then 200.
Yeah.
It's exponential. And they have to find ways to stop these things. Can you imagine?
12 monkeys.
My sister's boyfriend got bird flu. And then they were so calm about it. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, do you want to maybe have dinner tonight? I was like, go to hell, the two of you. My sister.
They didn't care then?
No, my sister was like, oh, no, I don't have it. They said if I had it, I'd have it by now. I was like, you can go straight to hell with that attitude. I don't want to see you for 2 weeks. Bird flu? Are you joking?
Yeah, it's a serious thing.
I'm trying to decipher what it is that you hate here for me to add it to your list. Bird flu, her attitude, your sister.
The second one. I love my sister, but she mustn't come with those tendencies.
Just add that onto
your list. And then in CNN's news this morning, an upcoming change to State Department visa guidelines is expected to take aim at birth tourism, the practice of foreign nationals giving birth in U.S. soil to ensure their children become U.S. citizens.
I didn't know this was a thing. Well,
yeah, you go there so you can have a kid so it can grow up American. Because if you're born on U.S. soil, you're an American.
That happens here.
When you're born anyway, so a child born in a particular country becomes automatically, because children cannot be.
Well, what I mean is, I didn't know that people put so much thought to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have people disguising the fact that they're in their final month or two, and then they overstay so they can have the kid, and then, you know, the kid
they have to, yeah, they would have to fly, I think, like in the sixth month or something, because they don't allow you to fly.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, there's... That there's a stage here. At which they don't allow
the people
you
who
to
do
fly.
That here.
Yeah, yeah, South Africa is going through that big time.
So the State Department told CNN the department is amending a regulation to ensure that visitor visas to the U.S. are not used for birth tourism. The rule will be published shortly, according to the official, who said it intended to address the national security and law enforcement risks associated with the practice. Details about the change, how it will be enforced, and the impact to travelers were not immediately available. The Department of Homeland Security and the White House referred CNN to the State Department for comment.
Oh, they must do what this airline did in Asia.
Yeah.
And they've had some backlash over it. But they made a pregnant woman take a pregnancy test to see how far along she is. It was some sort of test. Of course, it wasn't a pregnancy test because she was visibly pregnant. But they did some sort of test, or they had to call her medical team to find out how far along she is, because they refused to fly out of the country with her, just in case it was something along these lines.
Well, to go back to something we discussed just a minute ago before we proceed with the last of the five things you need to know, apparently Kiwi is the sexiest accent in the world, according to a poll that has just been sent to me just 5 seconds ago by Hucho. And second is South African, third Irish. I don't believe it.
Irish?
Sorry. What? Kiwi's like horrendous. That New Zealand accent is so ugly.
Hold up, Irish.
No.
Apparently Audrey Hepburn was also 1929 vintage. How's that?
It's a good year.
I have a question for Pumi. Weren't the two great black consciousness leaders, Steve Biko and MLK, both massively sexist? Apparently they wouldn't let women join their fights. What do you make of that?
They were men of their times.
Yeah, of course. Not true, Pumi. Cousins of mine had a child in the UK and they were not British citizens. Their child did not qualify for British citizenship. It would not have qualified in the States either. That's Mike in Durban. Huh. So then what are they? They're the nationality of their parents then. So not every country has that rule then.
Huh.
Interesting. All right.
And yes, Audrey Hepburn was also born in 1929.
And then finally, in the five things you need to know this morning, since we're going through some stories, another medical story, there's lots of them today, a newly discovered part of our immune system could be harnessed to treat all cancers. Apparently, the Cardiff University team that's been researching this discovered a method of killing prostate, breast, lung, and other cancers in lab tests. The findings, published in Nature Immunology, have not been tested in patients, but the researchers say they have enormous potential. Experts say, although the work was still at an early stage, it's very exciting. You're telling me. God, I had this cancer thing we got to beat, man. Mm-hmm. Our immune system is our body's natural defense against infection, but also attacks cancerous cells. The scientists were looking for unconventional and previously undiscovered ways that the immune system naturally attacks tumors. What they found was a T cell inside people's blood. It's an immune cell that can scan the body to assess whether or not there's a threat that needs to be eliminated. The difference with this one is it could attack a wide range of cancers. There's a chance here to treat every patient, Professor Andrew Soule told the BBC. He added, previously nobody believed this was possible. It raises the prospect of one-size-fits-all cancer treatments, a single type of T-cell that could be capable of destroying many different types of cancers across the population. So there is, again, a ray of hope coming from current research.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, some good news, some bad news, some things to avoid.
And people to avoid. Anyone who coughs.
Pumi's the only one who has a funny cough this morning, I'm just saying.
Quarantine her soon.
I would be so happy to be quarantined.
Now, this happened at a checkout. I don't know if you saw the video, but it's going around on social media. There's a woman who looks like, I don't know, she's kind of, she's very butch looking.
Oh.
And she's got blonde hair, and she's in America or Canada. It's indeterminate to me at this point. But you listen to this woman. Clearly she's suffering from something, and it's not just delusion. But she starts having a go at a guy. He's at the checkout just buying some stuff at the till, right? Mm-hmm. And she starts to shout at him. This just comes out of nowhere. And someone else is recording it. But he's just trying to pay for his groceries and get the hell out of there. And this woman comes up to him. Listen
security
to this.
Security, motherfucker. Really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is,
you gotta ask Jesus Christ. We're
I don't
all
have
sinners.
To do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do
you're
it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Ma'am. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, let's just remember this is in a shop. It's not her. It's not in her house. She's clearly got some issues. She's a religious woman too, which just doubles the amount of craziness going on in her head. And what drives me insane about this is that as soon as he says to her, hey, what you're accusing me of? Sinning? It's what you're doing now. Then she's like outraged and she starts calling him an accuser, whatever that is. And we're about 20 seconds in to a rant that does not stop. Eventually, other people in the store get involved. And I love watching this because it shows you how totally crazy humanity is. I mean, I don't know whether this woman actually... oh, there's the SARS. I don't know if she might actually be suffering from a mental health problem or whether she's just a true believer, trademark. Because... it's not clear. Like, she might just be one of those, you know, sometimes...
A true believer of what?
Well, in this case...
Crazy.
She might believe she's a prophet of God, and she's there to judge people, and that's what she's doing what her religion tells her. She might also be a climate change activist. They're all the same. Religious people who believe. She might be an ideological fascist, for all we know.
Fanatics.
But she's a fanatic of some kind, right? But there's something going on here, and it might be mental illness. She's moving her mouth in a funny way and, like, sort of grinding her lower teeth, which makes me think she might also be on drugs.
Do you think she's one of Ricky Gervais's 300 million?
Maybe. Although I doubt that she would watch anything that long.
See, you're asking too many questions. At this stage, I would have been
and gone. Frankly, I don't think she's a Ricky Gervais fan because he's an avowed atheist. She probably thinks he's a terrible sinner.
Oh, a sinner, yeah.
So let's just let's see where this goes. You want to carry on down this road?
This is
fucking really? Accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you what's going on? I'm pissed because he won't repent.
She's pissed because he won't repent.
I just want to get some groceries and go home.
No, guys.
Okay, so now the checkout woman's busy talking to her and saying, listen, you've got to calm down.
It's going to burn in hell.
And you are too, bitch.
You see, now, this is very strange, because now the woman's saying to her, please, you know, if you've got a problem with him, please don't do it in the store. There are other people here. So she's like, I don't care because he's going to burn in hell. But she, then why have a conversation with anyone about what you... It's so weird. Like, people have no self-awareness. And then she says, and so are you. You're also going to burn in hell, motherfucker, is what she says to the lady who's just working the till.
You're going to be down there fucking with them, screaming in holy fucking terror, fucking fire and brimstone. Do you fucking get on. It?
Yeah, I totally understand. But I can't have beyond as few profanities as other people that are in the store.
Well, fuck you,
then. I mean, boy, it's not the way to do it.
I keep telling y'all, guys. America's brand of crazy.
It's got nothing to
don't
do with America.
Call
don't call me ma'am.
This has got nothing to do with America.
It has everything to do with some crazy
brand of crazy.
It's not American. This is not specific to America. This probably is happening in some shopping mall in China. We just never get the footage. So listen to this.
The fuck told you what my title is, motherfucker?
I told you my title.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Motherfucker!
Wow. This woman should just be taken, manhandled the fuck out of there, and thrown in the boot of a van and put in an institution for the rest of her life. This is not how you behave in a society where we all decide we're going to get along and try to be respectful to each other. There's no way that this woman deserves her place in a modern society. Even 100 years ago, she would have just been burnt at the stake as a witch. And it's probably a good thing. Really, there's just no room for her. I don't care what she's suffering from. Now this is the third person she's abusing who has not interfered in her life or asked to be a part of her commentary. Just burn her as a witch. Am I wrong?
I'm with you.
I don't advocate violence often, but I think, you know, just punching her in the forehead.
Yeah.
No.
Just once. Just once. Knock her out cold. Pull her out of the store. She's not your problem anymore, technically.
Yeah, just leave her in the street where she will end up anyway one day.
Do you know what a punch to the forehead can do? Solve so much.
So, ironically, Vinny says that woman in the clip needs Jesus and his 12 apostles. Well, let me tell you, according to her, she's closer to Jesus than you.
Yeah. Don't be an accuser there, Vincent.
Yeah, and Sandile saying that sounds like any old Twitter user. That's true also. The Chinese eat whatever they want. The Vietnamese are worse, so no wonder they're getting all sorts of diseases. Perhaps I'm generalizing. Yeah, that's kind of racist.
Yeah, that is a generalization.
Yeah, that's Ruth. She's definitely on roids. She has some form of Tourette's, maybe. And according to Grant, she sounds Canadian. Well, it's either Canadian or that's a very Minnesota kind of accent.
Yeah, very.
There'll be someone sending a message saying that's the sexiest accent.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
That is.
Wait for it now.
You want to hear more of her or are you over her?
I was over her in the first 20 seconds.
You don't want to, like, when things like this happen for real in front of you, do you just get away?
You just Absolutely.
Motherfucker. Yeah, wait. I just want to see where it goes because I haven't watched it.
This is the kind of stuff that you very quickly, expeditiously, actually
get away.
I don't want
get out of there.
I agree with you.
You know, it's so weird. Like, people like this also, they think they're doing good. Like, she's genuinely, now she's suddenly decided she's going to seem to be really sweet. This happens on social media. You see people on social media do this too. They say something that they just want to get it out, right? And then people come after them because what you've said is completely unacceptable. And then what happens is they go, but it was because I care about the bunnies that I said that. I'm a nice person. No, you're not. We have evidence here of you being an absolute bitch from hell to three people already. And it's...
But in these times, Gareth, how do you put the clamps of the law on her? Everyone's got a cell phone. She's a woman. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's a policeman who can drop us a WhatsApp and say, what is the force you put on a woman, like, in these times?
Dude, so there is a video that was making the rounds yesterday. A South African clip, I don't know where it is, of two policemen, and it seems like the woman was resisting arrest. But it is the most horrific thing to watch, as these two male policemen are dragging this woman off the ground. And then you see the one policeman just, I don't know if he's punching her or slapping her, but it is that kind of violent force should not be meted against. There are other ways to restrain. So the fact that they don't have the training,
like, what,
to
with
hold
that,
her down.
Like a Roman gladiator, do you throw a net over her? I mean, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Because I were a policeman and this crazy woman was, like, shouting and screaming
at me. The
fact
that they can't put her in a vice grip and walk away. It, like, what?
Yeah. I don't know, though. Because
if it's a dude, you just put hands on him, eh? Yeah, like, you drag him out like a piece of yesterday's steak.
A dude, anything goes, right?
So I feel for the policeman in this situation, like, because they're like, this person is a threat. They're a human being. What do we do now? Everyone's got a camera. She's becoming a danger to society around her.
Yeah. And she's just unstoppable. It gets worse. Listen to this.
Get a fucking away from me. You're in my personal space, bitch.
There it is.
Get out of my fucking personal space. You came over to me, motherfucker.
You came over to everybody else.
Oh, no, she's not okay.
I'm telling you guys, walk away. Walk away. This is a classic case of, if you ignore her, if you ignore her and walk away from her, without the cameras, without the attention, without all of that stuff, all of this acting would dissipate.
At this stage, not even being involved, and I was just doing my shopping, I would have dropped my shopping and have gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang around
this,
either.
This is not going to end off well.
This is the point at which... So, like, this is... You know when you were little and your mom would say, just ignore them, right? This is the classic example of ignore her.
Right.
Walk away. Don't engage. Don't, like... the minute you have your camera out and you're taking a video and you're engaging her, ma'am, don't... Come on. This is the ignore and walk away. Without an audience, this doesn't happen.
You fucking gnat! Get the fuck out of here!
You've got such a foul
this
mouth.
This person needs help.
I'll tell you what, if the kingdom of God's full of people like her, I'd rather go to hell. That would be hell. Wherever hell is, it's just transferred to wherever she is. I put up with all the rock stars and prostitutes, rather. I'm telling you now, it's just unreal.
Fucking prison! Life without fucking parole! And I'll be better off than any one of you motherfuckers!
Kiss your mother that mouth.
Ugh.
Shut the fuck up!
No one's talking except you.
Fuck you, sir!
This could be like a full-on mental breakdown.
I'm telling you,
might be.
Ignore her.
Okay, then the serious security comes in. They've got guns and everything. They grab her by the wrists and they tie her hands behind her back.
But everyone had a punch that they could have exerted onto her forehead.
Somebody says here, Sia's comment shows how little he ever employs violence, which is a compliment, I think. You don't knock someone out by punching their forehead. That will just hurt your hand.
You Carl punch says, their nose.
Carl says, uppercut that guy.
What did it
or
like?
Girl to the jaw.
What did it knock them out?
The nose, not the forehead.
Yeah, if you go for the forehead, you're just going to hurt your hand.
You know what always shocks people more? Is when you slap them.
Yes.
Yeah. You ever seen how a slap stuns somebody? Like, especially the bigger the person. I don't know if you've ever seen that happen. So you don't need to punch someone. When you slap someone, it's like they can't believe this just happened to me.
But you see, that's only like a 2-second pause. I need to learn something. You know, like almost. That's why I aim maybe for the throat, just to knock the wind out of them for a while. Get a 7-second head start to start running.
Sia's talking a big game now, but I don't think anyone would be afraid of Sia getting violent around them. And I could probably say the same about me.
Like, really, am I the most threatening person you've ever seen? I am running the opposite direction.
Flapping your hands.
Yo. Help!
Anyway,
16 days of activism.
So again, you know, there are crazy people in the world, and you got to have some means of dealing with them when they come your way, including this crazy woman. I do love that we live in a day and age where someone like this can be filmed and provide entertainment for the rest of us across the globe.
What a time to be alive.
What a time, huh?
That's one way to look at it. But
it's amazing.
And then this is a great message that has to do with that lovely clip that we just played. This is from Tyrell. He says, "Have a good day, motherfucker!" Someone says, "Taser that dyke, remove her vocal cords, sterilize it to prevent her from procreating and cast her out of society." Sure. That's from...
How did we get to like name-calling dyke?
Well, I don't think it really matters what you call her. That woman should be locked up in Mbulelo's room.
Oh. With or without Mbulelo is what
Kinky.
I
want to
know.
Hey, Garrett. Thanks for the great show, says Ian. Despite not being a psychiatrist, the clip suggests the woman is frankly psychotic with an elevated mood. Yeah, probably. And then, you know, someone taking a chance here to have a go at religious people, which, I mean, if she's the one who's representing them today, and who knows whether she isn't, then maybe she deserves it. Hey guys, please, please, please share that clip. It is hilarious. Daniel in Dubai. All right.
Check it out on the podcast.
There we go. Okay, so that's all we got time for in this hour. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to have some fun and games. We'll talk a little bit about the sport, which we haven't got to yet with Mbulelo. We're also going to speak to a guest this morning, David Greer, who's an adventurer, chef, and an inspirational speaker, who actually Mbulelo introduced us to just last week. So David's going to be in the studio with us, and we'll find out who the next bunch of winners might be. So all of that and more is on the way. So lots to look forward to. CliffCentral.com, Tuesday morning. Motherfuckers! Hope you are ready for a good day. We're going to be looking after you through the course of this morning, making sure that you know what's happening in the world, tell you what to look out for, and all the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.